Good morning.
Good morning.
All of sacred scripture is inspired by God. And in the New Testament, there are four books that are preeminent. The four canonical gospels, because those gospels come to us directly from the apostles. They were accepted and read widely in the early church. And most importantly, they tell us of the death and resurrection and ascension of Jesus Christ. So those books are held in high esteem by the church. But if there was another book in the New Testament that I think we should also hold in high esteem, but not at that same level, it would be the Acts of the Apostles. And during the Easter season, immediately following Easter Sunday, we start reading from the Acts of the Apostles. And I think the church has us read from the Acts for two different reasons. And the first reason is, it tells us about the history of the early church. It helps us understand that after the ascension of Jesus, what happens next. And if you're like me, you always want to see the end of the story. You want to know what happens next. And for me personally, it drives me crazy if I don't know how things end. And let me give you an example. And I still remember this. In January of 1968, there was a football game between the New York Jets and the Oakland Raiders. And they were the two best teams in professional football. And it was a titanic struggle going back and forth, one team leading, the other team leading, back and forth, back and forth. And we got down to about the last 2 minutes of the game, and the Jets scored a go-ahead touchdown. And just as the hour hit 7 o'clock, there was 1 minute left to go in the game. And NBC, who was broadcasting the game, cut over to the movie Heidi. So we could see this young shepherd girl with her curmudgeonly grandfather. The next morning, when I got up, I found that the Oakland Raiders, in the last minute, had scored 2 touchdowns and won the game. To this day, I have no clue how they scored those touchdowns, and it drives me crazy. So, how do you think I would be if I didn't have the Acts of the Apostles? Well, the Acts of the Apostles tells us about the early church. It tells us what happened after Jesus rose from the dead. And it gives us inspiration. Now, the Acts of the Apostles is actually broken into two pieces. If you read the first 8 to 8.5 chapters of that book of the Bible, what you find is it's focused on the disciples and focused on Peter and what they were doing. But in the 9th chapter, Paul of Tarsus emerges. We hear of his conversion. And then the rest of the book is mostly about Paul and Barnabas and the people Paul is traveling with and preaching. And Paul is this wonderful, inspiring titan of the book of Acts, and in many ways, the titan of the New Testament. Because Paul tells us how we can live a life in Christ. Now, Paul is an interesting fellow in and of himself. He was a Roman, and he was also a Pharisee. He was a Jew that believed that he had discovered the Messiah. And everywhere Paul went, and every time Paul preached, people opposed him. People rioted. There was violence. And he was thrown away and tossed out of the city, just like he was in today's first reading. So Paul's chased away. But it never discouraged Paul. Paul saw himself as an apostle. No one gave him that title. Peter didn't say, "Paul, buddy, you're an apostle too." Paul gave himself that title. He said, "I am an apostle, although I'm the least of the apostles. But yet I've done more than anybody else." He was a very complex individual. Paul didn't see himself as joining a movement, joining a church. He saw himself as a founder of the church. Not one time in the New Testament does St. Paul say, "This is what the apostles say. This is what Jesus says." What Paul always said is, "This is what I say." Paul had an unbelievable amount of confidence. And I think we should ask ourselves, where did that confidence come from? Where did that strength come from to allow him to endure suffering, to allow him to endure scorn, and to be thrown out every place that he preached? And that confidence came from a single event in his life, a religious experience he had of the risen Christ on the road to Damascus. And from that experience, Paul began to trust his experience of God at a higher level than he trusted the disciples or tradition. That experience defined in many ways who Paul was. And in that religious experience, Paul established a firm and lasting relationship with our God. And that relationship is what carried him forward day after day after day. So much so that Paul wanted to share that good news with everyone. That we can have this religious experience. We can have this relationship. We can be as close to God as a shepherd is with his flock. And in that closeness, Paul described that intimacy as the body of Christ. And that's who we are, my brothers and sisters. We are the body of Christ. We're intended to share that closeness with God. And that leads me to the second purpose of Acts of the Apostles. It's to inspire us to action. You see, Paul saw the Christian life as a life of action, a life of movement, a life in Christ. He didn't see it as something that we just do once a week or on occasion when it was convenient. He saw life in Christ, life in the body of Christ, as full participation in Jesus. And for you and I, what that really means is it's not sufficient for us to simply come to Mass once a week. It's not sufficient for us to throw a little bit of money in the collection plate. That's not what it means to participate in the life of Christ. That means that if we do that, it means we're simply a consumer of the Eucharist. And we're not called to be consumers, we're called to be participants. And when we think about it, it makes perfect sense. The Eucharist is there to strengthen us as the body of Christ. But if we only participate for the 1 hour a week, it's strengthening us for virtually nothing. We should take that strength that we've received from the Eucharist, from this table, and let it drive us forward to participate in the body of Christ every single day. And when we do that, we can see the relationship we have with God more clearly. And then looking back across our lives, we can see the wondrous religious experiences that we have had. And as we see those experiences and understand the good work God does for us, it inspires us to do more for other people. And what that will inspire us to do in our local community is to participate in the life of this parish as a liturgical minister, as in participating in any of the wondrous ministries that we have, or to participate in the community. That's what it means to live in the body of Christ. That's what Paul did. And he did it based on his relationship with God. It's that simple. And so the Acts of the Apostles is a wonderful book for us. It tells us about the early church. It helps us understand what happened next. How did we get to where we are today? But more importantly, this book is intended to inspire us, to help us grow in our relationship with God, to help us have and see the wondrous experiences in our life that God has given us, and most importantly, to inspire us to act.